Here we go. Okay, so I want to speak about a point which I told you guys we would do Sfas Emes, we would do Pachad Yitzchak, and we do the Perush HaGra and the Megillah. So we did Sfas Emes, we did Pachad Yitzchak, and now it's time for some Perush HaGra. However, I want to put this into the context of a much bigger Inyan of Purim, a very important Inyan. It's actually something I wanted to speak about on Shabbos had I been there. Unfortunately, I wasn't there on Shabbos, but we can still speak about the Inyan because it's essential to Purim. So before we get to the copies, I want to sort of give it a Hakdama, and then we'll look at the copies. The Megillah. So it speaks about establishing Purim as a Yom Tif at the end of the Megillah, and then it also mentions something called Divrei Tzomos Vitzak Hasam, the inyanim of the Tzomos, of the fasting and the Tfilos. And part of the Takana of Purim is Tzomos, is Tainus Esther, and is Sa'aka. There's a big Inyan of Tefillah on Purim. Purim is looked at as a very powerful Yom of Tefillah. And the aside of that is the following. It's a very positive thing. We know that Purim is Mechias Amalek. Amalek, it says, Asher Karcha Baderech, Lashon Karcha is that they happened upon us. And Chazal tell us, and Mepharshim explain, that Amalek stands for the Indian of Mikra in the Bria. They see everything as just mikra, as happenstance. Kosh Baruch Hu is not involved. Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't care. Kosh Baruch Hu is not there. There's no ashkacha. Mimelo, it's all mikra. So they see everything which occurs as mikra. It says as well in the Megillah. It says Haman says kosher karahu, everything that happened to him. Haman couldn't see anything of ashkacha. Amalek denies ashkacha. So Amalek's all about mikra. Tefillah is the exact opposite of mikra. Mikra is when you see everything as just randomly occurring. Tefillah is when we understand that everything is B'yad Hashem and the things happen with the Cheshbon. The Rambam says, when he speaks about a Tainus, he says that somebody who looks at everything as just, Olam Kinhago Holech, Mikra. So he says that's the meaning of Achzarius, because you see that there is nothing in the Bria that can help. You know, we look at everything as just totally removed. Hashem can't come in and save us. A person's in trouble. Nothing can help him because it's all mikra. And the Rambam says, no, the response of the yid to a esara is tefillah. And the Rambam is telling us that the opposite of mikra is tefillah, because tefillah is the ability to attribute everything to Ashkacha, to Kosh Baruch Hu. So the Yad Hashem, the Ashkacha, is what stands up against the Koch HaMalek, which is mikra. And the way that we recognize that through our own Maisa Avoda is through tefillah. The Nes of Purim, I'm going to go through this Bekitzer, but really we can speak about a lot more examples of this, but we'll try to go through them Bekitzer. The Nes of Purim happened really on the Tefillah. How do we see that? So when Esther is told to go into Achashverosh, she says, Knos kol Yehudim, Minar Vat Zakin. She says, Tafin Ashim, everybody should fast. She's gather all the Jews together, and everyone should fast 3 days, Laila Vayom, Gamariva Narose, Otsum Kin. I'm also going to fast with my own servants. And I'll come into the Melech, with the Tainus in my back pocket, Ki'ilu, with that Schus. And the Malbim explains also, I think it's obvious, Mivakshu Alai Rachamim, that while they're fasting, they're davening. So Esther only will go into the Melech riding on the Tefillos of Klal Yisrael. That's very, very clear. Mordechai is introduced to us in the Megillah. He's Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish, Ishimini. So he's called ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish. And that brings us to the first piece I have here of the Gra. If you have the Gra on Perek Beis, it goes on the name Ben Yair, Ben Shimon, Ben Kish. You guys see that?
Yes.
So the Gaon says over here, brings the Gemara, Megillah, Amru Ben Yair, Sheir, Einayim, Shal Yisrael, B'tfilaso. That Mordechai is called Ben Yair because he was Meir, Einay, Yisrael, B'tfila. Through his tefillah, he enlightened the eyes of Klal Yisrael. Ben Shimi, Ben Sheshama El Tfilaso. He's a child that Hashem listened to his tefillah. So he's been Shimi, been Kish. Hikas Dal Se Rachamim. He knocked on the door of Rachamim. So all those Lashonis the Gemara says about Mordechai are being said, in tefillah. Vena Gemara Zos Pliya Nisgav Ma'oy Madar Shukach. So the Gaon says this Gemara is a Pliya. What's the pshat that everything about Mordechai is described as tefillah? Lo Kamba Shikasav Ken Yachol Ledrosh Pachol Echad. Fil Me'a Pa'amim. See, I mean, you can say this about anybody and anything about tefillah. Like, it's funny. It says the word shama, so it must be the heard of tefillah. So what's the inyan? Nir meishiv adam yishdal chushim. The Gaon says a person has four different senses. Riyah, Shmiya, Reach, Dibor, he leaves out what we would call the Chush HaMishus of feeling. That one's not discussed right now. But we have four senses we take in what's around us. We have Riyah, Shmiya, Reach, and Dibor. Hagimel hu belimud Torah. So the three of them are miyuchid for learning. Riyah hu leros b'Torah. Why do we have eyesight? It's because he Torah shebichsav. Shmiya l'shma Torah shebapeh. Shmiya is to hear Torah shebapeh. That's why we have a chush of hearing. Dibor lamed l'chirim. Dibor is to teach Torah, speak in Torah. Aval reyach enot tzar klal Torah. Reyach is not shayach for Torah. You can't smell Torah. You know, it says about Mashiach. V'richav yiras Hashem. He can be morach v'don, the Gemara says. The Mashiach maybe could smell Torah. We can't do that. So it's not shayach to smell Torah. Ela hu b'chinas tefillah. So zak the goyim that reyach is actually a b'china of tefillah. Yisher reyach nechoch l'Hashem. The Mordechai b'chinas reyach, m'shkosu b'sam rosh mar dror. The Gemara says, where do we find a remez to Mordechai in the Torah? It says that the first of the besamim put in the Shemana Mishcha, the Reach, you know, the beautiful aroma, is called Mar Dror. Targum Taichi says Mar Adachya, which is Lashon Mordechai. So Mordechai has a remez in the Torah in the Indian of besamim. Shebechinas Tfilosa, which in besamim we'll talk about more, is a bechin of tefillah. It says Tikon Tfilasi Katoras Lefanecha. My Tfila Dov Melch says should be like Torah before you. Tfila is an Indian of Katoras, of smell, of aroma. Amru Shaya Kol Bechino Salalu B'Tfila. So Mordechai, being his essence is Maradachi, his essence is Tfila. So that's why Chazal then types up all these Indian about Mordechai as relevant to Tfila. So Yair is the Indian of Re'iyah by Tfila. Shimi is Shmias Tfila. Kish is knocking. It's the sound of Tfila. It's Dibor. And these Dalet Chushim, by Mordechai, are all in Yanim of Tefillah. So I'm saying this going very quickly. There's a lot to discuss in that going, but the going is saying that Mordechai's essence is the essence of Tefillah. And Chazal are telling us very clearly is Mordechai's Tefillahs that are put on the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. It's a fascinating thing. If you look at that, at Targum Yonasan, Ish Yehudi Haya B'Shoshan Abira, says there was an Ish Yehudi in Shoshan Abira. Targum Yonasan teaches it, Ish Yehudi. He says, Gavar Chasida Umoida Umatzli. There was a tzaddik who was Moida Umahu Davind. So Mordechai is introduced in the Megillah, according to Targum, as a Daviner. That's how he spent his time. He's Davind. When he heard about the Gezerah of Haman, it says, Vayizach Zach Agadullah Umara. He went out and he cried out in Tefillah. That's what he did. We know that even when Mordechai was sent, Esther sent him clothing. Esther said, come in, put on your nice clothes, come into the palace and talk to me. And he says, no, I ain't love with Sharmel's builder's sock. I can't go in the palace wearing sock. And the Gaon says over there that Mordechai wasn't willing to take off his sock of Efer even for a moment to talk to Esther. And Mordechai said, my being in tefillah is much more significant than going into the queen and asking for Ishtadlus. So he kept on davening. He didn't stop. And as soon as Haman led him around the horse, he had to go with Haman because the king sent orders to go on the horse and be led around in royal garments. The minute that he got off the horse, went back to Sakh Ve'ifir. No, he kept on davening. He didn't stop. He's a Bechin of Ketores, like we said. He's a Bechin of Basamim. Ketores itself is Remez of Tefillah. The Esther Hamalka. So look at the other going that I copied. This is on in Perek Zion. Sorry, I left my bookmark here. It's not Perek Zion, it's Perek Hay, I think, right? Perek
Zion.
Is Perek Zion? It's Perek Zion. Okay. Oh, yeah, it is Perek Zion. Okay. Perek Zion. So Esther is turning in Haman. He's pointing out who Haman is. And Vitimer Esther, Ish Sarva Oyev, Haman, Harahazeh. So Achshver says, who is this? And Esther says, it's this Ish Sarva Oyev, it's Haman. So there's a wild chazal over here that Goyim brings down. It's Gemara. It says that when Esther was pointing out, Vitimer Esther, Amrud Mechavi Klapi Achashverosh. So the Gemara brings down the Gemara Megillah that the Gemara says that Esther was about to point to Achashverosh. Ish Sarv Oyev, about to point at him, you know, at the king. That would have been bad news. You know, you were the Sarv Oyev, and a Malach comes and smacks her hand away. So it's a Manda Gemara. Like Esther's about, it's the big moment now. Esther's about to turn in Haman. This is like the moment of Yeshua, and she's going to make a mistake and point at Achashverosh. And then we're all dead. I'm saying that's the end of it. She blames him, then she's finished. So what's the shot? So the Gaon says, "Hey, Plia Gadola, l'ini mai mechavi yada klapi Achashverosh." This is a plia. What's the shot that she's going to point to Achashverosh? So he says here an incredible thing. Chachamim say that our kocha dimyan, you know, our thoughts, make a big impression upon us. You know, we do this all the time. We're thinking in our head about Shimon. I'm talking to Reuven. So, I'm sorry, I'm thinking in my head about Reuven. I'm talking to Shimon. So I call him Reuven. Right? I'm sure it's something we've all heard from friends or, you know, our parents. Like, you know, you call you the sibling's name because they're thinking about the sibling and talking to you. It happens all the time. You know, they call it a Freudian slip, whatever it is. You know, what's in your mind sometimes comes out in your speech. When a tzaddik speaks before a king, before earthly kings, they were focusing on Kosh Baruch Hu. Then we know in the Megillah, the Gemara says the Melech, the Chazal say that the Melech in the Megillah is Malchus Olam, refers to Kosh Baruch Hu as well as Achashverosh. And we know that when the Megillah speaks about the Melech, it's a double meaning. So when Esther is speaking to the Melech, Imal Melech Tov, Imatzasi Chaim Be'enav, Vim Kasher, Klafanav, you know, etc. She is speaking to Akash Baruch Hu also. It's a tefillah. And in Esther's mind, which, and he says it's the Derech of Tzaddikim, when they speak to the kings of this world, being that Nalev Melechem Be'ad Hashem, being that a Melchasa, the Aras came from the Rakia. So speaking to the king of this world, they would always be focused on Akash Baruch Hu. This is their tefillah to Akash Baruch Hu. They spoke to the king, they're speaking to Akash Baruch Hu. So Esther's speaking to the king, but her machshava is davvuk in Akash Baruch Hu. She's davening. When she goes to Achashverosh, and she says in the previous pasuk, she says, a few pasukim before, imatzasi cheminecha melch, imal melch tov, tinasli nafshi v'shilasi, v'ayim v'kashasi, she's speaking to Akash Baruch Hu. It's a tefillah. It looks like she's talking to Achashverosh. I mean, that he's in front of her right now, but it's a tefillah. It's a tefillah right now. So what happens? So because her mind's in Akash Baruch Hu and thinking about the king, she's about to point to the king because her head is king, king, king is in her head. So she's about to point to the king because she's focused so much on the tefillah, she's forgetting what's happening in front of her eyes. So the Malach comes and smacks her hand, so she actually goes ahead and points at Haman, but she almost speaks to the king because the mice, she almost points to the king because her head's on the king. So the Etzem Esther was davening the entire time, standing there before Achashverosh. She was in a state of tefillah. Tainus, so that's another example. Tainus Esther. So why do we fastize Esther? It's a funny day because the Maisa, every other Tainus we have besides Yom Kippur is a Zecher L'Chorban. They're all fasting on some sort of tragedy. Tainus Esther is Fakir. Tainus Esther is a day of Simcha. That was the day of the Nes. Tainus Esther was the Yom. Asher Sibru Eve Yehudim. You know, L'Shlopem and Hafochu. That happened in Tainus Esther. Not in Purim. It happened in Tainus Esther. So why are we fasting on Tainus Esther? So different mafarshim discuss. Mishra Berurah brings it down that the Indian of fasting on Tainus Esther is gufa because Klai Yisrael, when they fought Amalek, they were in a state of Tainus. Mistama, when we fought against our enemies in the Purim time, we were fasting and davening Tashem. And the Tainus was nikva to show that somos and tefillah and tshuva are effective. Meaning it's a whole day miyuchad on the calendar just to teach us that davening works. The Tainus works. That's what the day is all about. So if the day itself is a day just set aside in the calendar, shows the Tainus works and that davening works, what does it mean we do? You daven and it works. It's an incredible day of tefillah. During Melchemes Amalek, it says in the Chumash, Shvaya Yadav Emunah Ad Bo HaShemesh, Moshe's hands were up in the air and they would win. The Torah says they were Emunah Ad Bo HaShemesh until sunset. Targum Taiches, the Moshe was there but slow, davening. It's Lusa. Moshe was davening. So when you fight a Malik, like we said before, you daven. You know, we know again as well, every Purim, the Svarim say that, you know, we live out the story of Esther, Hamalka, all of Klai Yisrael is Nikra al-Shem Esther. And what happens to Esther? She goes into the Melech. She's accepted into the Chatzar Melech HaPanimis, even not being called in. And the Melech says to her, Ma bakashasi chatzi malchus v'seos. What can I do for you, Esther Hamalka? Chatzi malchus is yours. And she can make any request she wants. And Sfarim say, well, we get to relive that on Purim. Hashem lets us come in on Purim, and we can make any bakasha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Chatzi Malchus v'seyos. And there's a havtacha that our tefillos in Purim will be listened to. It's an incredible koyach we have on Purim. Dafka Mishteh Yayin, during the Suda, is Mesugel, to make tefillos, the daven at the Suda. I say this every year. Mishnah Yayin, the Melech says, Mamakash Asich, what's your request? Mashiel Asich, what would you like? Hachatzi Machus v'seyas, and that's what we get to experience every single year. There's a din in Hilchos Tzedakah called Peshit Yad, Nosnim Lo, and Purim. Usually during the rest of the year, if someone asks for Tzedakah, you have the right to do some research, investigate, are they legit or not? On Purim, we don't investigate. On Purim, Kol Peshit Yad, if someone asks for Tzedakah, you give. You're not supposed to investigate on Purim. You just go ahead and give and give and give and give. The rest of the year, if you're not sure about the person asking, you should investigate. You know, there's an idea of Brera if you're trying to figure out if they're honest or not. So, again, the Sfarim say Kosh Baruch Hu also follows Halacha, Kiviyachol. And the rest of the year, we ask for things Hashem has to analyze. Well, are you legitimate or not? Are you real? Do you deserve it? Do you not deserve it? On Purim, Kol Peshit Yad. On Purim, anyone who reaches out to ask for Kosh Baruch Hu, Nosnim Lo, Hashem will give as well. As long as you're Peshit Yad, Hashem will give to you on Purim. Again, there's in Yom of Tefillah, which keep on going on Purim. I'm going very fast, and I'm only doing some of them. But Purim is the Yom of Tefillah, one of the most powerful days of the year. We think the Yom Kippur is the Yom of Tefillah. And we know, we keep talking about Yom Kippur is Kippurim. The Kachasim on Purim is even in a higher Madriga. That's what all these sources tell us. It was a day, a Nes, which happened through Tefillah. It's people, Mordechai and Esther, that were built on Tefillah. They, you know, and everything about the day. The Tanis Esther, Chavos HaMolek, is all about the power of tefillah. I want to look at one more thing with you guys quickly. I'm sorry it's late. There's just technical difficulties with Zoom. There's a Shemesh Shmuel, which I printed out. This Shemesh Shmuel actually just found laying around Yeshiva last Purim. I'm not sure like who put it out, but it was an incredible Shemesh Shmuel, so I saved it. And it's something that we should all gain from. So it's a Shemesh Shmuel speaks about also an Indian of Bakasha and Purim. So let's read it together quickly. So the Zeresh and Haman's family and friends, they tell him in the morning, go to the king and you'll hang Mordechai on the gallows. It's a very strange lashon. Usually you go to the king and make a request. You're mavakish. They said, go tell the king. Let me tell the king. Haman gives orders. I mean, Haman can't give orders. He's not the king. He might be second in command. He's not the king. El Emor Melech Dehu Lashon Sivui. It's a command. From the Kaman, Haman Baal Besa Melech Chachitzono, Lemor Lemelech Lissos Mordechai, to tell the king to hang Mordechai. Oh, it's Rehechin Lo. I mean, Haman's power was Akadei Kach. He could just tell the king to do things. The king listened to him. It wasn't a matter of request. It was a matter of command. Mashmash Haman Haya Az Bemaila Gavela Melech. It's Mashma that Haman was at a higher Madriga than the king. He can give the king orders. The king made a bima, made like a platform for Haman, higher than his own. A peludika thing. When Mordechai screamed out, what was he saying? That Haman is now higher than Achashverosh. So there was a moment, you know, a matter of a day or two. It didn't last very long because the Kosh Baruch Hu's nisim were incredible. But there was a very short tkufa where Haman was at a status higher than Achashverosh. And he could give orders to Achashverosh himself. So now think about this. So listen to this incredible part. Every person should think about the following. We know that at the end of the story of Nafochu, and Beis Haman was given to Esther. Mordechai takes Haman's role. So this Inyan, every single Purim, is resurfaces. Then a hafachu, the fact that we get to sit in Haman's seat, we get to take over Beis Haman. So if the melech is a kosh baruch hu, because melech is makosh olam, that means that we have an opportunity lemor lemelech to tell kosh baruch hu what we want, not to mevakish, not to request, but to tell. Kaviyachol, you know, incredible thing. You can be lemor lemelech. It's like Sadek Gozer Kosh Baruch Hu Makayim. We can all do that because we're all Nikros Al Shem Esther Amalka. What can we request? We can request, if Haman's able to go in and tell the king to hang Mordechai, we can every year request that the king hangs Haman. And as Mecha Shemo Tok Libo Shal Atzmo, at least be Mecha Amalek and Haman from our hearts, from within ourselves. We have the ability to go and tell the king that. Acha Mira Tzricha Lios Lomi Asafa. But it can't be superficial. It has to be a true amira from the depths of our heart. With the same cheshek and ratzon that Haman had to hang Mordechai, we have to have the same cheshik and ratzon to hang Haman. So then for sure, the amira that we do, that command will bear fruit, be productive. And that's what it means. That every single Purim, that every single person is able to be Moshe, we can be saved. So it's an amazing Shem Mishmo. Emor lo Melech. On Purim, we all have the opportunity not just to make tefillos, but even be Emor lo Melech. We can kevi yachol, tell Kishmar to do. And the same way Haman was able to do it, we could do it as well. Haman said, kill Mordechai, we can say kill Haman. But killing Haman means killing the Amalek Sheh B'Sochenu, you know, the Amalek within ourselves. And if we do that, we can walk away from Purim, you know, with Mechis Amalek, you know, at least within our hearts, you know, that we can be Mavar the Raph within ourselves and really grow from it. So Purim is an amazing day of tefillah. Everyone should chap a Ryan in davening. Don't let the craziness distract you from tefillah and Purim. Tefillah and Purim has incredible power. It can be played on incredible Yeshuos. And, you know, let the simcha of Purim carry you in your tefillah, but not distract you from your tefillah. Okay, shkoyach.